Juanita Cuba in the dark.
On Sunday, July 26th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl presents The Versatile Virtuosity of Kurt Elling. Join us as we learn a little bit about this vocal genius and discuss his latest project, Passion World. That's Sunday, July 26th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
I want a little sugar in my bowl. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh, so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling.
And you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. This is Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones, and our guest for this evening is the incomparable Kurt Elling, the very versatile vocalist. Just so you know, we are also in the midst of the summer membership drive here on WBAI, and we will need you to call and give your support at 212-209-2950, or you can go to give2wbai.org. We're going to start off the program with The Uncertainty of the Poet. That's from a 2003 Blue Note Records release, Man in the Air. And then we're going to go into a recording from Kurt Elling's most recent project, Passion World, which was released this year on Concord Records, The Tangled Road. Sugar in My Bowl coming up now.
I want some sugar in my bowl.
I am a poet. I am very fond of bananas. I am bananas. I am very fond of a poet. I am a poet, I am bananas, I am a poet, I am bananas, I am a poet,
I am a poet, I am very fond of bananas, I am bananas, I am very fond of a poet. I am a poet of bananas, I am a poet, I am very fond, a fond poet of I am.
Very bananas,
fond of,
am I bananas,
am I
a very poet, bananas of a poet,
am I fond, am I very
poet, bananas, I am. I am fond of a very
poet, bananas,
I am fond of a very,
I am a very,
bananas,
bananas, I am a poet,
am I bananas, I am a very fond bananas, am I a poet. I am a very fond bananas. Am I a poet?
Tonight, tonight the moon is clean. There's nothing in between the light that throws a sheen on everything we think we see. Under the stars and neon of the bars, convincing us we are in love. But any moment now, a cloud or two will crowd above.
love is a fleeting thing, a lying and a cheating thing. Most times it seems the road to love is a tangle, always an angle keeps me from finding love. In a maze of covering, love is just misleading me, a mistake defeating me. To me it feels like love is willful and confusing, always abusing lovers like me, who keep the
another game.
swaying, weaving and lurching, hoping one day.
My name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with...
Kurt Elling.
Hello, Kurt Elling.
How are you, Joyce?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Kurt Elling, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl, and I appreciate your spending this time with us.
Thank you.
I understand you're on the road in Germany right now.
I am. I'm in Kassel, Germany, just today, and what did we play yesterday? I can't remember.
You tend to do a lot of touring from what I've seen of your itinerary.
Yes, I move around.
And I also of the understanding that touring is what brought you to your latest release, Passion World.
That's right. I'm out about 200 nights a year, and oftentimes I'm in a foreign country, and I try to connect with audiences wherever I go, but often my audiences don't necessarily speak English as a first language. So I still want to connect with them as deeply as possible. And so I've been learning compositions from around the world over all these years. And it finally came, I guess the time was ripe for me to try to put them together in one recording.
I actually had the opportunity to hear you perform several of the selections at Birdland, which was amazing. I really had a great time. I enjoy hearing you anyway, but I really enjoyed hearing some of the selections from Passion World.
Thank you.
How did you decide what was going to be included on Passion World?
Well, they had to be things that I had an emotional attachment to, as is true on all the records, something that I had some kind of arrangement idea about, as is also true, and then I wanted as much of a diversity of national sources as possible. So on Passion World, you'll find it's still pretty Eurocentric, because I haven't toured to Asia quite as much, but you'll find things from Germany, France, from Scotland, from, let's see, where else have I gone?
Cuba.
Just 90 miles over the sea, another life is calling for me, another world I lost to fire and to ashes. The sky may grow light, but the smoke cloud never passes. Mi madre died longing for home, but you can't fly when you're tied to a stone. Mi padre's gone, but he lives now with Jesus. So corazón in a million pieces, I cry for them and for all my family, the friends of my youth, and for all my country. If I could, I'd build a boat out of my heart and sail to my home, Bonita Cuba, in the dark. I go insane, but I live in music. I play right through the pain and pour songs on my bruises. If I could, I'd build a boat out of my heart and sail on to my home, Bonita Cuba, in the dark.
Ireland, and they're all things, I think, that take you kind of on a little travelogue around the world.
Actually, when you mentioned Brazil, there's a duet that you sang with
Sarah Gazark.
Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não? Então vá. Quem vai ao Bofim, minha nega, nunca mais quer voltar.
muita sorte terá. Você já foi a Maria Negra, não? Então vá.
Lá tem Vatapá.
Então vá.
Lá tem Caruru.
Então vá.
Lá tem Mugudá.
Então vá.
Se quiser sambar.
Então vá.
Nas sacadas dos sobrados da velha São Salvador. Há lembranças de donzelas do tempo do imperador.
Tudo, tudo na Bahia faz a gente querer bem. A Bahia tem um jeito que nenhuma terra tem.
Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não? Então vá.
Quem vai ao Golfinho, minha nega, nunca mais quer voltar. Muita sorte teve, muita sorte tem, muita sorte terá.
Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não? Então vá.
Lá tem Vatapá,
então vá.
Lá tem Caruru,
então vá.
Lá tem Mungusá,
então vá.
Se quiser samba,
então vá.
Nas sacadas dos sobrados da velha São Salvador, há lembranças de donzelas do tempo do imperador.
Tudo, tudo na Bahia faz a gente querer bem. A Bahia tem um jeito que nem uma terra tem.
Lá tem Vatapá,
então vá.
Lá tem Caruru,
então vá.
Lá tem Mungusá,
então vá.
Se quiser sambar,
então vá.
Você já foi à Bahia, nega, não?
Sarah Kazar, she is an amazing vocalist. How did you come upon her?
I've known about Sarah for several years. She's a friend of mine who lives out in Los Angeles, and we were doing the post-production out in Los Angeles, and we still had a couple more compositions to go, and so I gave Sarah a call while we were out there.
Music playing something. Dancing while we're here romancing, it's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be lying right here by your side. So close your eyes. Rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes, and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. This is divine. Music something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes?
bobab, bobadab. Your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes, and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. This is so divine. Music, play something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. Don't you know that it's love's holiday? Oh, oh, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes?
Well, it's said that your recording career started when you were 27. To go back, how did that opportunity come to your being able to record? How long had you been sort of hitting the bricks until you had that opportunity?
Well, I had been singing my whole life. My father was a church musician, and I've always been involved in music. But I had been sitting in jazz clubs for, I guess, really only a handful of years. And I'd been putting a band together. And it felt like it was time, so we went in and made a 9-tune demo, and we shopped it for a couple of months. And then Bruce Lundvall, the dearly departed Bruce Lundvall, former head of Blue Note Records, gave me a call and was very excited about the demo and came out to Chicago and wanted to hear me sing. And I guess we signed a contract just a handful of weeks thereafter. So it was pretty lightning fast. What's I committed myself, and once I had a demo in hand, then things took off, and then I had 6 records with Blue Note, and now I've had, I guess, a whole bunch more with our friends over at Concord.
Yes.
The best things happen while you're dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. For dancing soon becomes romancing when you hold a girl in your arms that you've never held before. Even guys with 2 left feet come out all right if the girl is sweet. If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
Ooh, the best things happen while you are dancing. Things that you would not do at home come naturally on the floor. Ba-do-da-do-da-da. For dancing soon becomes romancing.
A girl in your arms that you've never held before.
Even cats with 2 left feet come out okay if the chick is neat.
If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance.
Thank you. feet come out okay if the girl is sweet. If by chance their cheeks should meet while dancing, proving that the best things happen while you dance. The best things happen while you dance. Enchanted boy, they said he traveled very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he came my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest joy you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. There was a boy, a certain strange enchanted boy. They said he traveled very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he came my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest joy you will ever learn just to love and be loved in return. So pacific, so beautiful, 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 so so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, so So,
enchanted boy. They said he traveled very far over land and sea. Little Cheyenne said, oh boy, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he came my way, and as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest joy.
Wind up having a lengthy recording relationship with Lawrence Hobgood.
Well, Lawrence was playing a lot in Chicago, and we were starting to do some work together, and he had a lot of great arrangement ideas, and I guess it just stuck for a bunch of years. He's working a lot on his own projects these days, but we've made a ton of records together, and I'm sure they've all sounded as good as they can sound because of our mutual input.
Definitely. I also noticed that he was even involved in Passion World a little bit. There was one of his arrangements, I believe.
Uh-huh, yeah. We've got some residual work together that still gets to be presented that I'm very happy about, and that's also true on Passion World.
Don't want no palace paved with gold. Tells me constantly. So she was never chased around by lots of other guys.
She never won no beauty prize. It's me and me all alone. She can't see. She's the kind of chick who likes to stay home in the evening. Most of my friends tell me she is rare. As long as she loves me, I don't care. I meant what I said when I said, won't catch me chasing around at night. I'm not impressed with glamorous sights.
Feeling what is there to know. I hear my being dance from ear to ear. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Those so close beside me, which are you? God bless the ground I shall walk softly there, and learn by going where I have to go. Light takes the tree, but who can tell us how? The lowly worm climbs up the winding stair. I wake to sleep. I wake to sleep. I wake to sleep. wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Great nature has another thing to do to you and me. So take the lively air and lovely learn by going where to go. Lovely learn by going where to go. The shaking keeps me steady. I should know what falls away is always and is near. I wake to sleep, I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. I learn by going where I have to go. I wake to sleep. I wake to sleep. I wake to sleep.
And you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. Our guest for this evening is Kurt Elling. And what you're listening to right now is John Coltrane's version of Nature Boy from the John Coltrane Quartet Plays. That's a 1965 Impulse Records release. That's John Coltrane on tenor and soprano saxophones, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, with the addition of Art Davis on bass for this track. Before that, we heard The Waking from Night Moves, Kurt Elling, 2007 Concord Records release. Before that, we heard Neil Hefti's Lil Darling from Flirting with Twilight, a 2001 Blue Note Records release. Before that, we heard Kurt Elling's Nature Boy from The Messenger, 1997 Blue Note Records release. Before that, we heard The Best Things Happen While You're Dancing, and this is from This Time It's Love, 1998 Blue Note Records. Before that, we heard Kurt Elling's debut release as a leader, the title track, Close Your Eyes, on Blue Note Records, 1995 Blue Note Records release. Before that, we heard Voce Già Voia Bahia. I hope I'm saying that right. That's from the most recent release, Passion World, 2015 Concord Records. We also heard from Passion World, Bonita Cuba, before that. And before that, of course, I mentioned The Tangled Road from Passion World. Stay tuned for On the Bandstand with our associate producer, Hank Williams. But before we do that, we have to pay some bills. We have to ask you to give us a call at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We need your support to help keep this listener-supported experiment. Yes, we're still experimenting. Still trying to work it out. Still trying to make it happen. To keep it going for years to come, hopefully. We need help from you in order to make that happen. You can either call 212-209-2950, or you can go to give2wbai.org. As Hank Williams will mention, if you go to Suga, S-U-G-A, and mybowl.org, we have a link to connect with WBAI as well. 212-209-2950, that's the number that you need to call in order to help keep this going. We need your help. We need your assistance. We have so many bills to pay. It is no joke. It's like rent's too darn high. Well, that's our hue and cry as well here at WBAI. We need your assistance to the bills paid, to keep the equipment running. 212-209-2950, that's the number that you need to call in order to help us continue to maintain Democracy Now, to be able to air that, to be able to present all of the other programs, all the other arts programming, like David Kenney's Everything Old is New Again that preceded Suga and My Bowl. We need to keep that going because it's a lovely show. Kurt Elling has been on with David Kenney in the past, and this is our first time having it on. 212-209-2950, that's to keep this station going. Stay tuned. Coming up next is On the Bandstand with our associate producer, Hank Williams. 212-209-2950. Give the number 2WBAI.org. More Suga and My Bowl coming up soon.
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for July 26th. This show segment features aerial listings of Suga and My Bowl guests so you can see them live. This week's show features vocalist Kurt Elling. You can catch him with the Bill Charlap Trio at the 92nd Street Y on July 28th, and we have lots more music for you this week. Pianist Mark Carey hosts the Harlem Sessions on July 30th at the Gin Fizz in Harlem. And he's at Harlem's Ginny Supper Club on August 6th with Indigenous Peoples. Blues vocalist Alexis P. Suter has a free show in Battery Park City on July 30th, and you can get details at bpcparks.org. That's bpcparks.org, and it's on our website. Bassist Christian McBride is at the Jazz Standard from August 4th to 8th, at the Litchfield Jazz Festival in Connecticut on the 9th, and Montclair Jazz Fest in New Jersey on the 15th. Bassist Mimi Jones is at the Village Vanguard with Rudy Royston's trio from August 4th through 9th. Looking ahead, vocalist Catherine Russell is at Weehawken, New Jersey's Lincoln Harbor Park on the waterfront for a free outdoor concert on August 5th, and at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Dizzy's Club from August 13th through the 16th. Finally, legendary drummer Roy Haynes touches down at the Blue Note on August 11th to 12th. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, full listings are on our blog. Go to sugaandmybowl.org and click the link for the blog. And Suga is spelled S-U-G-A. Playlists and audio from this and previous shows are on the website as well. If you like what we do, please help WBAI stay on the air by pledging whatever you can, and consider becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge. See the Support WBAI link on our website to find out more. This is Hank Williams signing off with our bi-weekly schedule. We're off the air next week, but we'll have updated event listings online and be back on WBAI on Sunday, August 9th. Either way you connect, we'll see you next time on The Bandstand.
Listening to WBAI 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio and online at WBAI.org.
The role of media in a democratic society should be to empower people to make decisions.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years.
You have very few powerful media outlets that are actually doing the two things that I think are the most central aims of good journalism, which is to give voice to the voiceless and hold those in power accountable.
WBAI, your community alternative.
I like the sunrise. Tomorrow isn't very far. When the heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high, clear out of sight, then I, like the sunrise, so see, I like the sunrise. I hope it likes poor me. Don't worry about saving this music, or be scared if the singing ends or the piano breaks a string. For we have fallen to a place where everything is music and singing. Everything is recovered and new, ever new and musical. And even if the whole harp should burn up, there would still be hidden there the spirit of song there to linger on. And even if a candle's blown out by wind, the fire smolders on in an ember and then sparks again. The singing drop, just a drop in oceans of seas. Grace keeps it moving through bodies like these. And the sound of a life sends an echoing out. The poem sings willingly in each newborn's crying shout. But it's growing slowly and keeps many secrets. Stop the words and listen. Feel the echo of its starting. Open a space in the center of your beating heart and let spirits fly. My brand new bright tomorrow isn't very far. When the heavy blue curtain of the night is raised up high, clear out of sight, then I like the sunrise. So heavenly to see. I like the sunrise, the music in every sunrise makes a space inside the skies for setting free.
sadness, your flowering wonders are calling me home. Darkness lingers, but that blossoms in a fugue as morning settles on, dreaming into a sky of brilliant blue, noticing clouds are whispering that you will dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu. Nowhere's too far away, I may catch up with you today. Maybe today will finally be the day. Flying along a dawn that leads to you, singing a song that makes itself anew. A music magic wand, reaching into a sky of brilliant blue. Eagles are calling out to say that you will dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu. No one's too far away, I may catch up with you today. Maybe today we'll make our getaway.
I've noticed on a few of your recordings, you've recorded music by Pat Metheny. Have you considered doing a recording, a complete recording with Pat Metheny?
No, I guess I haven't. I mean, I'm always pretty diversified. Pat's a great writer, and I've been very fortunate to have the chance to write lyrics to several of his things. But I haven't really had the notion in my mind to do a single composer over the length of the CD. As I say, I'm always listening to different things, and I'm pretty diversified.
Well, your discovery of After the Door, I understood that it was in another language when you heard the composition.
Yes, a great singer from Poland named Anna Maria Jopek did a marvelous version of that composition on a record of hers called Upojenie, and that turned me on to the possibility of doing it, and actually we recorded her great lyric as a bonus track for Passion World. So you're able to hear me sing in Polish, if that's something that you are interested in. You can just catch that right away on iTunes.
Up tonight, now that I am free, colors flood my eyes, and I can see home is just one scene in a giant play, in a book, only one page. The songs I already know, lovely as they are, should grow into something more. There's a I already know, as lovely as they are, now grow into something more. There's a world of love and music after the door.
Writing as a lyricist and as a poet, I guess. Where did that passion come from?
Well, I've always tried to have some kind of as unique a situation as I can have in terms of material, and the best way to have that is to be a writer.
Did you study writing?
No. Well, I mean, I didn't study it in college or university or anything. Mm-hmm. I've been studying on my own. Mm-hmm. And certainly I've tried to pay attention to the great lyricists and the great jazz lyricists. And John Hendricks has been very kind to me. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with his work with Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross.
Indeed.
And so I've really tried to follow in his footsteps and in the footsteps of Eddie Jefferson and Annie Ross and the greatest of jazz lyricists.
People had, years ago, I remember, in the beginning, also lumped in Mark Murphy. Was he indeed an inspiration?
Oh, yeah. Not as much as a writer, but certainly as a performer. Mm-hmm. And as a performer who was ready to deliver complicated and emotionally powerful jazz music to people as a singer, to have that be a real thing and to have that be a very emotional experience.
Speaking of very emotional deliveries, there are so many, but there's one that really just floored me. Your version of John Coltrane's, it's early
Resolution.
Here. Resolution, yes.
God, King above all other gods, now, so we can walk wherein the prophet said that we would trod. Buddha, tell us sutra like a spell. Teach us well to enter silence with the calling bells. Allah, bring us to a good alarm. Subjugate our wills to answer you like a mighty arm. Elohim is a pillar of light in the dark and leading all his people to light, for he's the king of the fire. He breathes the fire into everything that's living on earth, in the sun, in the stars. Take a spark of it deep within you, put it to the test, it will do the rest. I confess, it'll be like climbing up on Everest. I can't express the view from there, but it's for you to follow through. Lama, show the power's bright array. Bless the climate that'll be upon the universe's dark display. And Jesus, remember every promise made. Present yourself in the middle of the prayers that we say. Vishnu, preserve us all along the way. Keep us clear of the final thunderbolts of the judgment day. Hear me, hear what I ask for today, fathers. Left-hand shelf of the world, up in a house right on the edge of everything, where the time is tumbling in a vortex, the nexus of timetable tides. In the final lighthouse, a shining earth sending
at the spinning of the finishing of sweeping time. Driving silence like a stampeding, careening, washy, charging advance. Digging the sound of passing everything away into the secret of eternity's pivot dance. Breaking down, crashing doorways, bashing through dream place. Smash, unlash, efface, everything goes to the open mouth of Kalima, where the vault of heaven opens. But witness as lonely as forgotten tears, keeps a full vigil watching all even light go out. One witness, one child digging the sleeping wheel of meat, spitting out, taking up everything by the roots, pulling out the lot of what is passed into the past like a dream. She knows what is gone, gone over, everyone that is done and unbegun is starting from the super microcosmic nova all the way to super huge galactic suns. And she knows the beginning is coming in the sweep at the end of all. Even gods have passed over away. Then one day the shadow of a priest on the horizon appeared. He wasn't taken up into the swirling. He walked with purpose all the while digging his heels into the bedrock ligament. But as he came into view, the witness saw his eyes were crying. Tears like blood fell to earth as he watched heaven disappear in the void of the drain into the paraboloid. Realizing it all, everything, everywhere into his eyes, seeing it all, he beloved, went out of itself and away. Hearing the sense of a search of a day, tearing all meaning away. And to the witnesses' indifference, he had this to say. I know about birth, I know about death, and how the life goes there to men. The life departing, powerless, giving it up. But in the vast and chamber, dying vanity for meaning. I'm the one who will say, use the will every day, or go mad trying. Go to war against the impotent side of living. Use every power you're given to stand and act like a man. And pray every day to every god. Strike the bowl of heaven and the ringing will become a law. Build the bridges where you need to go. Bring the fire of enlightenment here to light the load. Mercy to the things you meet. Listen up to hear the whispering of the blood you bleed. Stay awake, no mistake. Dance the dream awake and awake. Puddle up, puddle of love, love, love.
Did that happen? It's amazing.
Thank you. Well, as I say, I've been writing a lot of jazz lyrics, and I've been writing things that take up a lot of room and that utilize the space. And Train is definitely one of the high points of jazz listening as a jazz fan. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that I would want to do one of his pieces eventually.
That's just incredible. There's a selection that I caught on YouTube, and I'm not quite sure which big band you're with, but you mm-hmm. do a version of Nature Boy that was on one of your releases, The Messenger. Mm-hmm. I know you have one live recording. Have you considered doing more of those or another one of those?
I'm sure when the time comes, it'll make sense for me to do another live recording. Life is really short, man. You've got a lot of stuff to pull together in a short amount of time. And, man, it's just, I'm giving it all I got out here.
And that you are.
Pretty dress up clothes to wear, bright bows, cute hair, are just a part
of her story. Heart so big and eyes so bright, a love that reflects God's glory. She danced and sang and laughed and lived a life full of joy.
Oh, giving lots of hugs each day. She loved to pray and thank God for his many blessings. Thoughtful news from mom and dad. Her love never lacked expressing. How we'll miss her smile. The way too short.
Now, on a sad note, you mentioned life being short, and you contributed to the Jimmy Green recording, Beautiful Life. Were you approached to that, or did you approach Jimmy Green?
Oh, Jimmy gave me a call and asked me to be a part of it, and I was very touched and honored that he would want some of my voice on such an important project like that, and I hope that I did the composition justice.
And for those who aren't aware, Jimmy Green is the father of Anna Green. Anna's life was taken during a shooting in Connecticut.
Yeah, she was a student at the Sandy Hook School.
Yes. Thank you for being involved in that, and I'm glad that he reached out to you for that.
Yeah.
Do you do festivals in the United States as much as you are involved in festivals abroad?
I guess, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm always busy. It isn't just club dates, but in the summer, for whatever reason, I tend to go more to Europe to play the festivals, but I've definitely played all over the place.
How did you form the relationship with the club Birdland here in New York?
It's just been over time. You know, I was in there for my very first New York performance several years ago, and I've enjoyed my time there, and they've enjoyed having me, apparently, because we keep coming back.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful venue for you. I really enjoy hearing your voice in there with everyone else. You have a steady band at present, or is that a touring band or a recording band, or that is your working band?
Well, it's a working band, I guess. There's, you know, the drummers are always trying to figure out how many gigs they can take with me and with everybody else. That seems to be a drummer thing. But I try to have something that's coherent.
It's the issue with the drummers, is it because they're usually in...
Oh, they're just always working.
Yeah.
They're just always working on something. They always got some kind of angle.
Do you want to mention your working band presently?
Oh, sure. It's Gary Versace is playing piano and organ. John McLean is playing guitars. Clark Summers is playing contrabass. And for this tour, it's young Christian Newman, who's with the Thelonious Monk Group at this point, and he's playing drums with us.
Okay. On the recording of Passion World, it was Kendrick Scott, and I think at Birdland you were with Kendrick Scott as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that relationship between the two of you, you were at Birdland, you were doing a sort of hip-hop scat rhyming thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you were in the mood to do, or you do that from time to time, or?
Oh, we've got certain bits that we do and arrangements and ways that we go through the songs, try to have as much fun as we can have, and also give people stuff that's meaningful.
I want to run, I want to hide, I want to tear down the walls that hold me inside,
want to reach out and touch the flame where the streets have no name. I want to feel the light on my face. I want to see the dust cloud disappear without a trace. I want to take shelter from the poison rain where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name. We're always building and then burning down love, and burning down love. But when I go there, I'll go there with you. It's all I can do. The city's flood, and our love turns to rust. We're beaten down and blown by the wind and trampled into dust. But I'll show you a place high on the desert plain where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name. We're always building and then down love and tearing down love. But when I go there, I'll go there with you. It's all I can do. It's all I can do.
There's one thing that I've noticed about your presentation as an artist and entertainer. Well, it sounds like a put-on, but you do it really well. You really know how to work a room.
Thank you.
I mean, from just interacting with people in the crowd to being on the stage and knowing how to exchange. How did you develop that? How did that happen?
Well, it's, you know, I've been out here for a long time at this point, and you know, it's a lot of it's trial and error, and a lot of it is just trying to get through the night, and some of it is, you know, because, you know, I want to couch everything in such a way that people have a little bit of a storyline and that they enjoy themselves.
It's definitely an enjoyable experience being in a room
with
you. Have you ever instructed workshops?
Yeah, I'll do workshops on occasion. I'm on the road quite a lot, mm-hmm. and if there's university work involved or something like that, then it's likely that they'll have some kind of a workshop or a master class. But barring that, sometimes I'll do a thing in New York.
And what is that you usually bring to those workshops? What is it that you share with artists?
Yeah, it depends what the students need, whether they're adults or whether they're just starting out or whether they're hoping to be professionals or if they're just playing around with it. But, I mean, try to give them a sense of history and a sense of how certain things might work and try to advise them in such a way that they can sing a little bit better.
How about specifically people who are starting out? What would you advise them?
Well, they got a long road ahead of them. It takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of investigation and a lot of curiosity. And you have to really push yourself beyond just knowing the words to a couple, three compositions. It's a whole vocation. Mm. It's not just something that you're going to play at.
Do you believe, and I somehow suspect that you do, based on what I've heard you provide for our ears, reading is essential for your craft?
Well, as I say, investigating stuff, I mean, you're trying to be a full person, trying to grow and learn things, and, you know, it takes a lot to get in front of a crowd and give them something that's worth their while, so you got to keep studying stuff.
So, at the end of July, on the 28th, you're scheduled to come back to New York and play the 92nd Street Y for Jazz in July, Swing a Song of Sinatra. So I guess you're going to play the role of Sinatra.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'll be there with my friend Bill Charlap and his great trio. And we'll be doing Sinatra material, and that'll be excellent because Bill is a marvelous player, and he always has the hottest band, and we will enjoy ourselves with some great classics.
Well, I see the lineup. The cast of characters is Bill Charlap, piano, Harry Allen, tenor sax, Warren Vache on tenor sax, Peter Washington, bass, and Kenny Washington, the jazz maniac, on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really should be fun. And people who want to find out more about that could go to 92nd Street Y. Actually, that's 92y.org. to find out more about that event on the 28th of July.
We haven't had a rehearsal for that one yet. Mm-hmm. It's been a month or two since I've seen Bill because we've both been on the road. Mm-hmm. But we'll have a couple of hits together.
Now that Passion World is out here for us to enjoy, do you have anything else on the table or you're just taking it as it comes?
Well, a whole lot of touring's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always another record coming around. And yeah, I think people should just go onto the website and see if we're going to be in their neighborhood, because moving around a lot here.
Well, thank you so much, Kurt Elling. I really appreciate your spending this time with us and sharing some information. This is a long time coming.
You. All right, great.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
And you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of the program of which you've been listening. My name's Joyce Jones, and we were listening to a conversation that I had had with Kurt Elling, the vocalist extraordinaire, the very versatile vocalist, Kurt Elling. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your financial support to help it continue. 212-209-2950, and that's give, the number 2, WBAI.org. You could go there and find ways of helping the station. We have thank you gifts that have been offered as an incentive. They're really an incentive to help you give more, and you give what you can. 10, 20, 25. 25 will get you a membership. Let me let you know what you've been hearing. What you're listening to right now is Come Fly With Me. That's Kurt Elling from 1619 Broadway, the Brill Building Project, 2012 Concord Records release. That was before the latest release, Passion World. Before that, we heard Where the Streets Have No Name from Passion World, and that is a 2015 Concord Records release. Before that, we heard Anna's Way, Jimmy Green, from Beautiful Life, 2014 Mack Avenue Records. Before that, we heard Resolution from Man in the Air, 2003 Blue Note Records release. Before that, we heard former Sugar guest Pat Metheny's After the Door from Passion World. And before that, we heard Minuano, and that is from Man in the Air, 2003 Blue Note Records release. Before that, we heard I Like the Sunrise. This is pretty much in honor of As Is, Come Fly With Me, in honor of the upcoming 92nd Street Y appearance on July 28th. 212-209-2950, that's the number that you need to call in order to show your support for WBAI. Show us how much you care about this institution, this listener-supported institution. Show your listener support. 212-209-2950. Coming up next is La Nueva Alternativa. Stay tuned as we hear the rest of Come Fly With Me. And we'll see you on August 9th. Stay tuned.
Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you might hear all the angels cheering, 'cause we're together. We're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Baby, you just say the word, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, come fly, let's fly away. Love, let's fly away. We'll be right back.
Hello. Bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.